Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Back live July 26, 2021. You're in the Lord. Oh, they're all that way. Yeah, get your vaccine. We talk about that off the air. Get your vaccine. Todd, I met your neighbor. I met him before, but I didn't know he was your neighbor. My dog's orthopedic surgeon. Just to say that out loud makes me laugh. The price doesn't make me laugh. Because they live in your neighborhood.
Are they new neighbors?
Well, you know your wife.
All right. Well, we've got new neighbors, and I've not met the guy yet.
Yeah. He mentioned that you met all your dogs. And I said to the guy, Becky brought up, because I think your wife and my wife were talking about how she knows... We had a consultation for my dog's second ACL tear.
She's quite the athlete.
Yeah. That's a career ender right there.
Yeah. Yep. It is.
Two ACLs.
It is. Apparently, she only has two, though, so this one gets fixed, which is happening right now, apparently. We're talking to the guy, and he said, I met all the dogs. And we assumed, which is wrongly so, we said, last thing you want to do when you get home from work is see more animals. He goes, no, I love seeing non-sick animals.
Yeah.
You know, because he's...
Sure.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way. He likes to see animals that aren't, in a hospital. I guess I'd be right. I'd be like, doctors probably like to see non-sick people. They asked Dr. Bean about that.
I don't know. Yeah. You'd think they would just get tired of seeing people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, another person.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Dogs are at least reasonably nice.
That's true.
Most of them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're not going to. Yeah, they're right. They're reasonably nice, most of them. Yeah. People are not.
Reasonably nice, most of them.
People are not, exactly.
My wife went to pick up our dogs last night, and she brought them home, and the dumb one had a turd stuck in his ass. So I'm like, and we're back. Vacation's over. It's done.
Welcome to reality.
Yeah.
Did he forget how to expel it?
He has problems.
Is he old?
Yeah, he's old. Yeah,
he's and apparently dumb.
12, 13.
So,
yeah.
Speaking of, I told Craig the story off the air. Somebody's Facebook page, I saw somebody comment. Some guy said, I'm not putting that poison in my body. You've talked about the vaccine. So I try to look where these people were from anymore so I don't hammer the listeners as much, even though I do it on the radio. And I said, Jim Johnson, you reply on Facebook. I said, you're dumb. His comment was, better dumb than dead.
Wow.
What the hell's that mean?
He's just proud of being dumb.
He's anti-vax. He goes, better dumb than dead. So he agreed he'd be...
No. Well, he could be both.
He thought that was a comeback.
He could be both.
Better dumb than dead.
There are a lot of people that are both.
Craig, you're so you should be so grateful you're not on social media.
That's just a lot of time.
Well, Facebook is brutal. Mm-hmm. Twitter, you can get some news off that, but Facebook is that kind of stuff,
Yeah.
Twitter can be bad too,
All I need is people's opinions, insight into their brains.
Better dumb than
the
dead.
The way they think.
Better dumb than dead.
I fear it already.
You prefer to spend your time in booths with microphones alone.
That's right. Talking to the masses.
Yeah.
Talking at people, not with people.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it back.
Right. Yeah, I'm talking here.
I talk. I don't listen.
That's right. People are always commenting on that. They love hearing Craig at the baseball game. You
know? Yeah, but
I said, don't talk to him, though.
By 10 a.m.
talk to you.
Every day, Craig has heard enough opinions. He's heard enough opinions to last him all damn day.
Well, it looks like they say the fizz has gone out of the hard seltzer craze. Boston beer founder Jim Cook says the hard seltzer category and overall beer industry was softer than expected.
Well,
fewer
everybody,
people are now
so
trying.
Much.
There's a bunch.
That's
of them.
The thing. There's so much.
And every brand name came out with their own.
It is.
And all kinds of flavors.
They're calling it an oversaturation of the market. And consumer confusion over so many brands.
That's it. I agree with you on that.
Right. And usually when things take off, like they did, they die just as quickly.
Well, the original ones were White Claw and the Mike's Hard. Mike's Hard was before White Claw, I believe. But then everybody else jumped in the bandwagon. It's like every beer company has their own seltzer now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they'll stick around, but not everybody's.
Yeah.
So, seltzer's going to be there.
They're not all going to make it.
No.
That's fine.
I don't really. Usually you like it, right? I can't drink it that much.
I had a couple on a boat.
Yeah.
The mango Mike's or whatever.
Was your vagina showing?
Well, we should have packed more beer in the cooler is the problem.
Yeah, that was it. It's the fizz. Too much fizz, you know.
But at the same time, if you want something to drink and that's all there is, you're grateful for it.
Oh, yeah. It's got 5% alcohol. It's a beer. Basically a beer, you know.
Celebrity chef Mario Batali is agreeing to pay $600,000 to 20 sex assault and discrimination victims who worked at his New York restaurants.
Okay,
they worked out the agreement with Batali and their management company. They say a 4-year investigation corroborated claims by staffers at several restaurants involving unwanted touching, sexual advances, sexually explicit comments, a hostile work environment that favored men over women.
First of all, since it's all dudes here, that's us to each other every day.
And that's $30,000 a groping. If you work it out.
Man. In addition to compensating workers, Batali has agreed to revise training materials in all of his B&B restaurants.
Now, he's not accused himself, right?
It's as far as I know. This is staffers at these different restaurants.
The culture.
But at the same time,
I thought he got accused of playing a little grab ass or something.
I thought so, too. I don't know that this is specifically that issue because... You know, their workers are getting compensated, and he has agreed to revise training materials. I'm curious what the training materials say now.
Yeah, we had to sit through those things.
Don't touch her ass.
Yeah, that was not a gray area, by the way.
No,
we had these things in our company. We had to fill out on the computer. Some were gray areas. Some were yes and no's. You're allowed to ask somebody out once in the hallway, and if they say no, you can't ask them again. Not one of them said you can grab their ass. Oh, is that gray area? They didn't even put it on there because they realized you should know that's not what you can do.
Yeah, no touching.
Yeah, he was accused of sexual misconduct by 4 women and apologized for his past behavior. So, yeah, he personally was in there.
We've been in the workplace for a long time, and that's the first time I ever remember going through something like that. And that wasn't that long ago.
Oh, no, you're right. We never had sexual harassment stuff years ago. In any business.
Never.
Did you have it at the pharmacy? Sexual harassment quiz or anything?
No, I'm sure it might be in the handbook somewhere, but there wasn't.
Yeah, ours was actually an online quiz.
There weren't any courses or anything.
And there were gray area stuff, too. Gray area meant, we don't really know. You could probably go ahead and do it.
Yeah, you had to take the quiz.
I don't know if that's what it meant.
Well, it didn't say you get in trouble for it either, Craig. It just said gray area. Like you look pretty. Like that was allowed.
Thank you.
I know. I was actually looking at Craig when I said that.
Yeah.
All right. God. I don't remember the gray area one.
All right, can I take my balls out? No.
That wasn't a gray area. Unless you got gray balls.
Then it would be a gray area.
Right.
New research is showing more evidence of schizophrenia cases being linked to large marijuana use. I guess that means a lot of marijuana use.
Who does that?
I don't know. You mean the schizophrenia or the large marijuana use?
Who smokes a lot of marijuana?
I don't know
anybody.
Well, define a lot.
I'm asking you, what are they saying?
Well, they're not mentioning that.
Yeah, enough to make you schizophrenic.
Yeah. A Denmark-based study discovered the relation between the two steadily increased over the last 25 years. They say the study shows cannabis use is not only linked to the mental disorder of schizophrenia, but also things like poorer cognitive function and drug abuse. Yeah, you're going to abuse a lot of them. What you got?
Well, alcohol is the gateway. We all know that.
One of them. Also the pills in the medicine chest.
Now our governor and the coach are going to say it makes you schizo. Will it make me schizo? Show the scene from Animal House.
After a while, if you do it a lot, and nobody says do it a lot.
Right. I remember finding out in a health class in high school about schizophrenia, and I had to get up and go to the bathroom and just look in the mirror and be like, do I have this? Sounds like this
high?
Is something. No, it's just completely paranoid, like I would be if I was schizophrenic.
Did your other personality respond to this, and then you had a conversation back and forth? How am I doing today, Gary Busey? Yeah. You're doing great.
It would be helpful if it said how much weed.
Yeah, it would help.
Yeah, and
it may have said it in the study.
And how much over a period of time?
It would also be helpful to know what other habits.
You guys have all smoked a lot of weed in your life, and none of you guys are schizophrenic. I mean, you've got some other problems, but so do we all. But I don't think schizophrenia is not one of them.
Do we know that for sure?
There was a time where we combined other drugs.
Yeah, there was.
The whole smorgasbord.
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure schizophrenia is one of those things that just it doesn't fly under the radar.
No.
Like, if you have that, it ends up being diagnosed
people
at some point.
Because
somebody will be like, something's going on
here.
He
seems a little off.
Yeah.
How am I doing today, Gary Busey? You're doing great. Good. Then I'll keep it up.
That was Nick in the bathroom, the high school. How am I doing today, Nick
Allen?
I
remember being terrified.
I'm doing great.
I'm like, oh, no. Because they're like, oh, it comes on.
That's why you don't read WebMD. Todd was stuck in that WebMD thing for craze for years. You thought you had everything.
Not schizophrenia.
No.
Although I never looked it up.
That. Never looked it up.
I never looked into that. Yeah, I read that. A little bit of that study, and that's just not enough specifics. Like how much weed is a lot of weed.
Dr. Mina will hear this conversation. She'll let us know.
And over how much time.
Right. Yeah, but she only has the information that we're probably
she investigates.
No. We're just reading news stories about this. Yeah. If we actually looked at the study,
and she will,
you could figure this sort of thing out.
Right. She's brilliant that way.
Yeah, she can read them research papers.
Yes.
Yeah, they're hard.
So I've always wondered with acid too. Like there was that urban legend of that dude that ate too much and just thought he was a glass of orange juice or whatever. Is that true?
Don't spill
me. No, I've heard that story a million times. Medicine Hat used to tell that story. And
don't
it's
spill
crap.
Me.
Yeah. Don't spill me, guy. I've heard several different versions of that.
Well, you know, it.
Medicine Hat told it best, though.
Yeah.
It
did fry brains. I mean, it fried Sid Barrett's brain. I mean, it fried him, you know? He was a recluse and a nut job from the late 60s till he died.
Just riding his bike.
Right, riding
that
bike.
Like it's a bad thing.
Right, exactly. He was too messed up to be in Pink Floyd. Hello?
Yeah. Think about that sentence.
Think about that, exactly.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Are you a Cleveland Guardian fan?
You know, I don't mind the name. I thought originally I don't mind horse and race because I'm not a Cleveland fan, but I loved watching people just totally freaking out. The Rockers would have been cooler, but the Guardians make sense. They kept the INDS. I don't know why. The script's the same. I don't care. I mean, it was gone. We all knew it was gone.
I've never cared about the Cleveland baseball team, and I never will.
Yeah, don't go down that rabbit hole, though.
Right.
The Indians is a good, proud name from white people. All white people on Facebook were saying, what's next? We got to be less sensitive from white guy.
And all for people that could give a rat's ass about Major League Baseball in general.
Thank you.
They never cared until now.
I thought it'd be cool if they just stuck with, what were they, the Cleveland baseball team?
Well, they're going to, I do think now, they keep thinking the Redskins are going to stay, the Washington football team's going to stay the football team. I think they're going to have a name.
No, they've announced that
they're
going to announce a new
name. They're having a name.
They've said that, yeah. No, I thought, in the past, Cleveland was the Spiders. Didn't they have the Cleveland Spiders?
Years ago.
I think that would have been a great name.
That would have been a great name, too. They said there was like 1,000 names, they whittled it down. And you saw the story of the guy, I was watching one of the news. There's a guy's company that is in charge of helping change logos and names of colleges and pro teams since we're a little bit more sensitive about Native Americans.
They should go to Savannah, Missouri.
And how they do, they figure out the chants. They figure out whether people will they know there's going to be people bitching. That's what they do.
They would get run out of Savannah, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would.
We're keeping the savages.
As of October... must have been of last year, over 1,200 U.S. high schools still had Native American nicknames, according to 538.
Didn't they change the Redskin name in Wichita?
I think there was one.
Yeah, North Wichita.
Yeah, North.
They were the Redskins, yeah. They changed that one.
They say without financial incentives or national media attention, most of the 1,200 U.S. schools that have Native American nicknames lack the urgency to make changes.
Well, a lot of it are small schools in small towns. They're not going to change
anything. Yeah, it would cost money.
And that's the thing. Financial incentives and national media attention is what it takes. Four states have laws or Department of Education policies prohibiting such mascots. Four more have proposed or discussed similar legislation so far.
Now there's going to be a backlash to that.
Yep.
So you have to put laws in to demand that there's schools named after them.
So people don't know why they're called the Guardians.
Yeah, tell them why.
There's a very huge, not monolith.
Well, it's like a bridge.
A bridge. They call them traffic guardians. Right. They're very tall figures.
They've been famous there. Yeah.
But famous in the Cleveland area.
Right, right.
So Cleveland area!
So in that sense, it makes sense to call them the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, the Guardians have been at that bridge since, I think, the 30s.
Right. Yeah, Todd lived in Cleveland years ago.
I'm from Art Deco thing.
I got no problem with it. They knew it was going to change it, so the uproar, they would have hated anything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the Rockers would have got less complaints, but still.
Was Steamers actually considered?
No,
it should have been.
I know. Steamers would have been great.
That would have been the best.
I would have bought that jersey first day.
How long do the Braves and the Chiefs make it? Because these are professional teams where there is money incentives and all that kinds of things. I'm not hammering your Chief fans, but you will go crazy.
I don't know, because it seems to be happening faster and faster.
That's what I mean. It's happening faster and faster.
Well, and it's when sponsors start putting pressure. Like when the Skins finally broke, it was when FedEx said, we're pulling out, because they've got the naming rights for the stadium.
Right.
Oh, that's a lot of money. Yeah.
What about the fate of nicknames that are tribes? Illini, Seminole.
Well, the Seminoles are allowed. I seen that story years ago. The Seminole tribe in Florida has the blessing of the school has the blessing of the tribe in Florida. I remember reading that years ago. I'm not saying that.
What about the Fighting Illini?
Well, somebody said they should
have
called
the blessing.
Some ass out on Facebook said they should have called them the Cleveland Tribe. I said, yeah, that would have fixed things. You dumbass.
They kind of already did.
They did call them the tribe. You're right. Yeah. That was a nickname.
Yeah. Sure. That was their other name.
My favorite line on Twitter was, I don't know who did it originally, but a lot of people started stealing it, was people were bitching about the name Guardians when there are teams named after socks.
Yeah, I saw that. It was great.
That was great. Socks. If there was no socks team now at all, and a major league team changed your name to the Red Sox, we'd all be laughing.
Right. Well, yeah, they could have done green socks, blue socks.
Yeah.
Those are available.
Right.
Yeah, weren't the Cincinnati Reds originally the Red Stockings?
Red Stockings, right. Yeah.
Oh, not the Red Legs?
No, I thought they were the Stockings.
Yeah.
It could have easily been.
Cleveland's still going to suck.
Yeah, I mean, their team's decent. Baseball's decent once in a while.
Well, they are. There's issues because they suck. The Cleveland Guardians say that they are working with authorities and their own security personnel in an effort to identify the social media user that issued death threats over the weekend to their pitcher, Nick Whitgren, and his family.
Why?
Well, because they suck, like Nick said. Following an unsuccessful outing on Friday.
I'd be busy if I'd be have to threaten all the Pirates. I would take up my whole day. If I had to call every Pirate and say, you suck.
Following an unsuccessful outing on Friday, Whitgren got a graphic message threatening harm to his family.
Jesus.
In his own statement on Twitter, the Guardians pitcher said that messages such as these are commonly received by professional athletes, but that there's nothing normal about threatening someone in their family's lives.
They are. Yeah, it's not just politicians. It's definitely athletes.
Oh, I'm sure it's easier than ever now.
Yep. All with social media, finding a phone number, yep.
Well, even just getting a hold of them on social media and making some sort of threat.
Sure. Right. Yeah, we've gotten those in the past. Nothing serious, but we don't know if they're serious, but
exactly.
Just dumbass, you're pissed off at us.
People mad about Puss's Farm?
Turn the
goat advocates.
No. No, apparently most people are just saying keep goats away from Puss. I think that bit is just getting out of hand anymore.
I think it started out of hand. I don't think it was ever in hand.
Every social media post, people just show us goats. Say, tell Puss, watch out for Puss. Hey, Puss is banging goats again.
Is this goat hot, Puss?
You've seen them all on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Here's more photos of people banging goats. Puss, watch out for Puss.
Yeah, that bit was never, ever in hand. It started way out of hand.
Well...
Yeah, it did.
But you are now forever associated with the goat.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.